This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine folks from CMG Ventures, Mr. Sam Doss. Sam, how are you, sir?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Kind of our annual meeting, if you will.
I know, kicking off 2023, you know, in full effect. Really excited.
Yeah, and then here's a company that you guys are, how would you say, are you? Would you say you're supporting them or promoting them? Or
all of the above. CMG Ventures is an investor in Clarkey. This is Guy Assad, CEO of Clarkey. But yeah, you know, CMG Ventures makes investments in companies where, you know, we really want to promote in the credit union system that we feel are making a real difference in what both credit unions are doing and what members need. And so Clarkey really fits the bill.
So, like you said, this is Clarkey, and Guy Assad is the CEO. Guy, tell us a little bit about Clarkey real quick before we dive into some details.
Absolutely. So we are what you would call a debt automation platform, and so we focus exclusively on helping your members basically repay back their debt. The way you can think about it, it's a little bit like, you know, MasterCard or PBS and steroids, and our main mission is to help every member in your, like, you know, community bank basically repay back these debts. But, you know, on top of that, if they cannot repay back that debt, what we try to do is we try to automate the process of helping them find hardship assistance program that can help them repay back this debt as quickly as possible. And so it's a win-win-win situation where basically the consumer wins, but also the community bank also wins. And, like, you know, you can manage that relationship over a longer period of time as opposed to sending that person to collection or not collecting back on that debt.
So what sparked this idea? Was like, what was your kind of eureka moment here that went, oh my gosh,
something like this? Interestingly enough, after business school, I knew I wanted to start something. I didn't necessarily have a concrete idea in mind. Long behold, I ended up, you know, going to work with the folks at McKinsey trying to build McKinsey Digital. And one of the big missions that we had there was pretty much helping, like, you know, the, like, you know, financial institutions basically avoid the same fate that the retail industry seen to, like, you know, new digital comers like, you know, Amazon and so on.
Yeah.
And so we spent basically the next 3 to 4 years working with, like, you know, three of the top five banks in this specific problem, and very quickly kind of, like, you know, realized that this wasn't a problem that was just impacting them, but this was a problem that was impacting the whole ecosystem up and down the value chain from your smallest community banks all the way to your bigger bank. And so we decided to quit our jobs.
So
far, it's been a great journey, and we're glad to have, you know, CUNA as kind of like an investor in ours. And it's been a great journey.
Well, that said, what attracted you guys to Clarkey?
What Clarkey is doing is the fact that, you know, delinquencies and charge-offs is a problem for every institution out there, and historically, it's been a very non-friendly way to solve for from a member experience perspective. So what Clarkey is really doing, it's revolutionizing, you know, figuring out a better ROI to, you know, recover those delinquencies and potentially prevent those delinquencies and charge-offs at the member from the member, but also just wrapping it in a more member-friendly, a positive experience. And that's something that hasn't been done before. I think we're always looking for solutions that are solving a near-term problem for a credit union as well as a member, but also provides what I would like to think of as a quantum leap shift in mindset of what's going to be, what's going to help revolutionize what these types of problems, how these types of problems get solved long-term. And that's really where Clarkey fits in.
And when did you start this? Because I think the timing is kind of important here, because we saw a lot of this, there was that looming tidal wave of collections and things like that post-pandemic or during the pandemic that never came to fruition. That a lot of the funding has kind of dropped off, now we're starting to see it. So that's kind of why my when question, when did you start this? Because the timing of this could be really, really good for you guys.
Yeah, so the interesting thing in the industry, we like to say, we do well during the good times because collections, you know, more debt is going to always get originated. by proxy, you know, that also means that, you know, more people are going to have, you know, bills that they can repay back, right? So we do well in the good times, but we also do a lot better in the bad times. And so we actually got our start around 2018.
Okay.
We started thinking about the idea around 2016 or so. Decided to kind of, like, you know, quit our jobs and actually, like, you know, go do it in 2018. And what we've seen is, like, you know, continued momentum over time, but definitely an acceleration with interest rates basically going up. Since I would say probably like around 12 to 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And we actually see that, like, you know, continuing into the future. This year we are already seeing, like, you know, some delinquencies going up, and we can talk about, like, you know, some of the trends that we're seeing across kind of, like, you know, our network. And it is very lopsided towards specific financial products, I would say. You look at, like, you know, things like mortgages. I think that's a little bit more stable because a lot of families were able to take advantage of basically low interest rates. They're locked in for longer periods of time. But then you look at, like, you know, shorter duration loans, like, you know, such as, you know, auto loans or personal loans, or, like, even credit cards that might have, like, you know, adjustable rates and so forth. And I think, like, you know, that's where we're seeing a little bit more pain. And I think, you know, like Sam mentioned, what we try to do is basically try to deliver a great customer experience for the end borrower. What we believe is, like, you know, if that end borrower can be successful in repaying you back, that means that, that, you know, that financial institution can be successful in serving that, like, you know, end borrower with more financial services, more financial products, and they can manage that relationship over a longer period.
Yeah, indeed. And you touched on it in your response, trends. So what trends are you seeing out there right now? And you kind of alluded to some of them.
Yeah, so I think the market is a little bit doing, I guess they're doing a little bit of soul searching right now. I do think, you know, the actions that the Fed has taken is kind of like working its way through the economy in some ways. So we are seeing some relief on kind of, like, you know, the, like, individual, like, you know, budgets, or, like, you know, the family budgets, as you can tell. But I think prices are starting to come down. People are starting to get some breathing room. But what was surprising is we actually thought spending was going to decline. And it hasn't necessarily materialized.
It's still there.
Of fact, I think in January, you know, personal spending, I think, like, you know, increased by something around 2%. And we see that in our network all the time. And the problem is, you know, a lot of that spending now is shifting away a little bit from the deposits over to the credit cards, right? And that can be a double-edged sword because, like, you know, what tends to happen when you start going to credit cards, that's a higher interest rate. And, you know, long behold, if you don't have, like, you know, any income coming in to basically sustain that spending, you know, you can get yourself in trouble. And so those are some of the tailwinds that has, like, you know, support our business. Again, we do very well during the good times as well because we do facilitate any form of payment back to the financial institution. Right? So it's not just necessarily any delinquencies. If one of your borrowers want to make a regular payment, we'll, like, you know, facilitate that and automate that as well for you. However, again, like, you know, in an environment like this where there's a lot of delinquencies that are coming in from some of the shorter duration financial products like we were talking about before, it's very good kind of, like, you know, for the business, but it's also very good for the end borrowers because they can get some of that relief that they can't necessarily get in.
And you guys are on top of the trends, I assume, because that's, you know, that's how your business goes with the trends, right? You know,
so like I said,
good times and in bad. So.
Exactly. But we also like to look at, you know, what we call the network. And in some ways, what we're trying to build is basically a debt network. Right? We're trying to basically help move money from point A to point B. But in the process, we're trying to help the end borrower and at the same time help the financial institution. So by doing that automation, what we believe is we can strengthen the relationships between the two, and that can mean, like, you know, a longer journey between, like, you know, the two and better financial products for the borrower as well at lower rates.
Yeah, but, as you well know, debt is increasing because of inflation, right?
So and one thing that's very important to know about Clerkey is the fact that because they have this network, they can touch a credit union member not only through their existing banking portal, but wherever they may want to interact with their finances, whether it's through their employer, for instance. Because, you know, one of the things that attracted us to Clerkey is, you know, they are really empathizing with the end member. How do we approach a member, specifically if they're already in default and are facing charge-offs? They don't want to go to their credit union portal and get a reminder that, oh yeah, I missed these payments, I'm already deep in debt, they're going to avoid that experience. Mm-hmm. But now they can interact with Clerky via their employer, and who is paying them their salary.
Yeah.
But still get the advantage back to the credit union to, you know, make, figure out solutions that help deal with their finances that ultimately benefit the end credit union. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they are expanding this network well beyond just financial institutions to really where the end member is trying to conduct their finances and trying to give them solutions.
Yeah. Now, is this a white label? I mean, can obviously a credit union or a community bank use this, and then you kind of put it in their ecosystem, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly.
And then
exactly. So from a technology perspective, the way that we do it is we create a lot of these embedded solutions that, you know, to Sam's point, not just financial institutions, but, you know, any employer, any benefits platform can basically deploy that embedded solution in there. And what that does is we're basically meeting these borrowers where they are, right? And so to Sam's point, if you're in delinquency and you're already not logging in to your credit union, right, like, we can actually meet you where you're earning your income, or we can meet you where you're, like, you know, managing your finances and so forth. And then we're automating those payments back to these FIs. And so a lot of the value when we talk to FIs comes from what we call basically, you know, outside your walls payments, meaning payments that are coming from other digital destinations that are outside your walls, right? Because again, like, you know, to Sam's point, you know, once you start getting into that delinquency, the way we frame it internally is, like, you know, typically the consumer is going to stick their head in the sand because they don't want to confront some of these stresses, right? But for us, what we're trying to do is, like, you know, how do we create a newer digital experience that makes it a lot easier for them to basically make those payments back.
Yeah.
If they're facing some of these hardships, how do we make sure that they find those programs that the bank might already be sponsoring or might be offering to some of their members, but that they might not know about?
Yeah.
And so how do we make sure that they basically take advantage of some of these programs and basically make some of these payments?
This is cool. Are you working working with any credit unions right now, or any pilots or anything like that in place?
So I think we started a little bit, like, you know, at the top end of the market, naturally bigger, like, you know, book of business. So we're working with, like, you know, some of the bigger banks, and we're basically starting to work with some of the smaller credit unions right now.
Well, this is a show to come to get that ball rolling for sure. So good stuff. Anything else, Sam? I love when you bring cool products into
we're excited about the potential. And, you know, you kind of touched on it already. The timing of these types of solutions, it's all about the timing, right? And, you know, as we look at 2023 and what is top of mind for credit unions, obviously everyone's dealing with liquidity.
It's going to come in handy for sure.
Yeah. But anything that helps with member engagement and retention, as well as driving efficiencies within the institution, right?
Yeah.
This is something where, you know, Clerky really plugs in very nicely. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, bringing in the latest technologies and really focusing in on embedded finance and how can a credit union really extract the value of these types of solutions in the marketplace and drive their institution forward. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we're really trying to
enhance the value of it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else to add, Guy? This is good stuff here.
No, I like but it. Definitely feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, you can reach out to us at partnerships@clerky.io.
Okay.
If you're interested.
Oh, that's the web. That's the URL. Partnerships.
Well, that's like a standard email that they can basically. Just
oh, okay.
Reach out
yeah.
to us directly.
I'll put that link in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's Clerky C-L-E-R-K-I-E.
Exactly.
Okay.
.io.
Okay. And we'll put that link in the show notes too, so people can get right to it, as well as the CMFG Ventures too. So yeah.
Sounds great.
Guys, continue to just bring in super cool technology, super cool services. So,
well, I mean, that's the mission of CMFG Ventures, right? We're trying to promote financial technology and innovation in the space and help credit unions better prepare for, you know, the next 10, 20 years and better compete.
Yep, indeed. Well said. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Sounds like you got a lot of work to do out there.
Yeah.
Got a lot of hands to shake and
absolutely.
Introductions. Guy, thank you so much, sir. Well done, Sam. Mike. Always a pleasure, dude.
Always.
Good to see you guys, and have fun out there, right?
Will do.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.